Moving closer to achieving long-standing goals, Fortuna is entering land sale agreements that will enhance Lower Eel River conservation and public access off Riverwalk Drive. The land sales hinge on getting grant funding, and the purchase prices will be based on professional appraisals. Approved by the Fortuna City Council at its March 2nd meeting, the sale agreements cover two areas of the Lower Eel watershed, as described here by City Manager Amy Nielsen.
The City of Fortuna has long sought to improve the public access to the Eel River corridor, preserve riparian habitat, and expand opportunities for open space, recreation, and natural resource stewardship through the purchase of property along the Lower Eel River. And my understanding is that this project has been in the works for over a decade, as possibly Mayor Pro Tem Trent and Mayor Johnson can attest to. So before your City Council tonight are purchase and sell agreements with resolutions for the purchase of two pieces of property. The first piece of property is a 7.2-acre parcel at 1320 Riverwalk Drive, and it's unimproved land adjacent to the Eel River. The city, the acquisition aligns with the city's parks and natural resource goals that are contained in the general plan. The city would retain this piece of property with the intent for this to become a park with river access. The second piece of property is 236 acres and consists of multiple parcels within the unincorporated area of Humboldt County. These lands provide critical habitat, open space preservation, and potential long-term public access opportunities consistent with regional conservation objectives. The 236 acres will be returned to the Wiat tribe.
Nielsen said the land buys will yield a variety of benefits.
There is a public benefit for both acquisitions, and these include but are not limited to protecting the sensitive riparian and open space environments, supporting long-term ecological conservation, and expanding and enabling future public access to the Lower Eel River. And again, these public benefits are in line with the city's parks, recreation, and natural resource priorities. Approximately $1.9 million in grant funding has been secured for acquisition and environmental documents from the California Natural Resources, United States Fish and Wildlife, and the California Coastal Conservancy. And therefore, staff recommends that your council adopts the necessary resolutions to effectuate the purchase and sell agreements.
Asked about land pricing and whether the landowners will agree to appraisal amounts, Nielsen said, quote, "We hope so." Grant funds can't be used to buy land at prices exceeding the appraised values, she continued. Saying, quote, "This question has come up a lot," Councilmember Tammy Trent acknowledged the city doesn't have a lot of money and emphasized that, quote, "This is being purchased with grant funds. It doesn't come out of the general fund at all." During a public comment period on the smaller property, Fortuna resident and realtor Tina Christensen supported its purchase.
"I think it's a great purchase. I think that Fortuna needs to move forward. We've lost a lot of industry in this county, and something can happen down there that could be truly amazing. Egan's have sold for another motel down there. You know, we need to revitalize Fortuna, and this is a big step, and congratulations to you guys."
The purchase agreements were unanimously approved, along with escrow instructions with the landowners. Prior to the regular meeting, the council met in closed session to confer with legal counsel on significant exposure to litigation on the city's effort to enact a mobile home park rent control ordinance. The city's move towards mobile home park rent control is advocated by residents of the Royal Crest Mobile Home Park on Crest Drive. The park's tenants have described their rent increases as unfair and beyond the inflation rate. But last fall, when a moratorium on mobile rent increases was approved, a letter from an attorney for the park's investor owners warned that issues around rent control can, quote, "result in litigation lasting many years." During a public comment period prior to the closed session conference, Royal Crest resident Lana Craig thanked the council for the city's work on a rent control ordinance. She said, quote, "We really appreciate it." For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.